Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
You heard that report today about the South Inner City and crime and young people being involved in crime, but you didn't have to wait on that report. You've listened to Liveline recently, especially yesterday. You would have heard of a spate of crimes over the weekend around Bluebell, Inchicore, on the canal in South Inner City of Dublin. Same group of 12, 14 young lads at times with iron bars assaulting, beating, savagely beating cyclists and robbing bikes, phones, wallets and even their trainers. Tony, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Well, good, thanks. What happened? You used to use that spot on the canal.
I did. And what was really, really sad was that I was involved with a group of ladies who used to do cycle racing. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but in Clondalkin, there's a purpose-built dedicated cycle racetrack called Corky Park.
Oh, yes.
And it's really good to encourage. It's hard to get women cycling in the first place, but to get them into racing is very difficult. And this was my Tuesday buzz. This was my new nightclub going out here every Tuesday. And there was all levels from beginner to elite. So many superstars all started off racing in Corky Park, namely Eve McChrystal, who you'd see on Sports Person of the Year, and, you know, Paralympic cyclists. And many girls started here, and they're going off to the continent now and pro Conti teams. But then there'd be the likes of myself who I'd go, well, you know, I'm faster than anyone sitting on the couch. That was my level. Mm. But we all used to leave. Most of us worked in town, Dublin 2, Dublin 4. We used to meet at Baggot Street and we used to cycle out together. And we used to cycle along the canal. So it was fine going out after work. It was the commuter traffic, right? So the first race was 30 minutes. That was the B race. The second race was the A race. So we'd be coming home along the same path at about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, but it was still bright. We were attacked. We'd cycle together, a group of women. We'd rocks thrown at our faces. Now, we all had, we have shades on and we have our helmets on, thanks be to God. But, one time we were coming along and they actually cycled. There was a gang of them. There were these 13, 14-year-olds and they were all on these type of BMX bikes. Mm-hmm. And they cycled at us, wheelied at us, through us.
Yeah.
And we had to swerve
chicken,
and go around
chicken,
them.
Chicken.
And how we didn't end up in the canal, I don't know. So it got really sad because we were guaranteed a group going out, but because there was two different races and we all lived in different locations going home, we weren't guaranteed a group. So lots of us had to give it up because we couldn't get home safely.
Okay, so that's gone, is it?
It's not gone, it's just that.
You don't cycle out in a group anymore.
Well, you see, here's the thing, right? We could cycle home safely, if we could cycle home safely in a group, right? 7 o'clock in Clondalkin, right? Most of us work in town. None of us can even get into town in a car, right? So you can't leave town in a car and get out there. It's impossible, right? The only way to get out there is to cycle. It's impossible to cycle along out to Bluebell, Inchicore, the main road. I don't know if it's called the N7 from town, but that road is not cycleable. Whereas parallel, the canal was the only way to do it.
It's a beautiful cycle. Tommy Coombs, Tommy works in Bluebell, last 13 years community manager. Tommy, what's happening in Bluebell today? Any sign of Gardaí at that spot?
Yeah, well, the guards, how are you, Joe? The guards are coming up. I know you're screwing the point, but brilliant. Bluebell's a brilliant community, and
I know that.
This is all drug related. I believe it's mostly drug related from our experience, and there has been a dearth of guards over the years. Recently, we have brilliant community guards, brilliant regeneration process going on in Bluebell at the moment. We've got a new pitch and all that kind of stuff.
Well, have the Gardaí arrived?
The Gardaí were patrolling today, Joe, yeah.
Were they?
They moved a couple of lads were there today, even after your programme yesterday. But like a lot of it, the majority of it is drug-related, Joe.
Okay.
And like if you were listening to the minister during the week, she was, we've lost the Canal Drugs Task Force, has lost its coordinator, has lost its HSE rep. And like that kind of stuff that's going on.
And many staff do you have, Tommy?
26 staff here in the CDP.
And do they use the canal? Just a matter.
They will not use the canal at all.
Oh, will they not?
No.
Why not?
Because it's too dangerous, Joe.
Okay, Tommy, thanks indeed, Tony. Nicky Dempsey on sound, Laura Lee Davis is BCO, Tara Locker, Grant produced, and Ray Darcy is next.